Hello, this is David G, and welcome to day 10 of your 40 days of transformation. We are one quarter of the way to our 40 days in that development, that nourishment, that expansion and evolution that Rumi talks about, comparable to 9 months in the womb. So on day 10, it's our last day of the Mahabhuta exploration, the master element exploration. And we're in that beautiful, sweet, amazing fifth Mahabhuta. We've gone through space, air, fire, water, and today, earth. Prithvi, earth. And so when you look at the five master elements, pure potentiality of space, leading into change and movement, of air, leading into transformation, of fire, leading into cohesiveness, protectiveness, and nourishing of water. And then we come to earth, the hard parts of our world, the ground we walk upon, the hard parts of your physiology, your shoes, your body, your dog, your watch, your hair. If you can see it, it has substance. And that's what earth is about. That's what Prithvi is about. Structure, solidity, essence, firmament, grounding, hard, real, tangible, the manifest. Outside of our body, it's represented by all those hard things we see, but essentially by the ground we walk on, by the mountains in the distance. Anything that has some level of form, structure is created by Prithvi, by earth. And within our bodies, it's represented by the hard parts of who we are. Our flesh, our bones, our sinews, our muscles, our organs. If it's hard inside you, that's an expression, that's a representation of earth. Of course, we must always remember 99% of every single atom that we are actually looking at, creating the cells in our body, is made up of space. So we're 1% earth, 1% solidity within each atom. The expressions of Prithvi are all about solidity, structure, steadiness, consistency, form. They go even deeper. Loyalty, groundedness, having very, very clear understandings and expectations. Earth, Prithvi, is a powerful element. When it's flowing through us in terms of our emotional aspects, we've gotten a little too comfortable in something. We spend a little too much time in something. We become attached, ultimately needy. We can procrastinate. We can hold on unnecessarily. We can hold on to something that actually no longer serves us, but because it's comfortable, we keep holding on. A job, a relationship, a perspective, a belief, or a philosophy. Pema Chodron, the Buddhist nun, has a beautiful quote. The truth you believe and cling to makes you unavailable to hear anything new. And so what are we clinging on to? What are we holding on to right now that no longer serves us? Is there something that you've been struggling with or challenged by? It keeps being there, and rather than you taking a step in another direction or changing it, you keep pointing at that thing, stamping your feet and complaining, holding on to something that no longer serves you. That's what happens when we have too much earth, too much Prithvi in a certain aspect of our being. Let's close our eyes right now and move your hand to your heart. Feel that earthly Mother Earthly depth of form, of structure, beating. The power plant for your existence. Deep breath in. Gently release. Another deep breath in. Feel your belly fill. Feel that structure, that form fill. And now as you exhale, feel your belly go down. Breathe in again and feel that breath flow into some other aspect of your physiology. Maybe it's stuck. Maybe there's a constriction. Maybe you're holding on to something at the physical or emotional level that no longer serves you. Breathe into that right now. And let it go. Let's see if we can mobilize it a bit. Breathe into it again. And feel some release, letting go of what no longer serves you. In one more time. Expand that constriction. Move that unmovable piece. And release some more of what no longer serves you. In this meditation, we will use the mantra Om Ganapati Namaha. Om Ganapati Namaha. Om Ganapati Namaha. The Ganapati is the elephant god Ganesh. And sweet Ganesh, the child of Shiva and Parvati, the god of destruction and rebirth, and the goddess of compassion. And Ganesh is the remover of obstacles. And by using the mantra, Om Ganapati Namaha, we are essentially heralding the magnificence and our understanding that we are surrendering to the removal of obstacles, rather than us trying to push or force or make things happen. We allow our own Ganapati energy, our own internal Ganesha, to remove those obstacles for us. You may see this as the little boy with the elephant head and the broken tusk. But this is the Lord of Categories, remover of obstacles, the first Lord that is touched in a Hindu temple, the first awareness that we have when we leave our house and when we enter the world, is to have all the obstacles around us effortlessly removed. Don't spend your time on removing obstacles. Spend your time on your dharma, your passion, the things you do love, not the blockages or the roadblocks or the speed bumps or the distractions. Pure consciousness on what does serve us. And by allowing that Ganapati energy to be flowing through us when we finished our meditation, we will walk into the world with all obstacles before us just falling away. I'll watch the time and I'll ring the chime at the 10, 20, and 30 minute marks. And when you hear the chime ring three times, and stop repeating Om Ganapati Namaha. And if you notice you've drifted away to thoughts or sounds or physical sensations, brilliant. This is so normal. This means you're alive. 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts a day. So don't stress. In fact, celebrate. It means you're alive. So let's begin. Let's close our eyes. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. And out loud, let's say together, Om Ganapati Namaha. And now let's whisper it. I'll watch the time, and when you hear me ringing the chime
at the 5, 10, and 15 minute mark, then just sit gently with your eyes closed. Ideally, you'll join us for the full 15 minutes, and at that point, I'll ring 3 chimes.
So let's begin. Ganapati Namaha. Om Ganapati Namaha. Om Ganapati Namaha. I surrender to the remover of obstacles. You can stop repeating the mantra right now. Feel that groundedness, that strength within you, be in its sweet potential space. You've let go of what no longer serves you. You've allowed the universe to remove all obstacles flowing through you. And let the stillness and the silence and this sweet surrender flow through you today and every day. And now it's time for our metta moment. Let's take a deep breath in. And let that go. Let's do that one more time. And let that go. Let's celebrate this metta moment and this sweet Ganapati meditation by chanting Om together. Take a deep breath in. Our metta moment for today is for you to be Ganesh. Play the role of Ganesh. Everyone you speak to, everyone you're encountering, everyone you interact with, be Ganesh. Ask yourself in that moment, is there an obstacle I can remove to this person's challenge or struggle? Is there a way that I can make it just a little bit easier for them to move forward? Is there something I can do just to add a leg up or a hand up or a support just to make life easier in one moment for someone else? This will make loving kindness just flow from your heart into the world. From the sweet spot of the universe. That meditation really removed all of my obstacles. Hopefully it did yours too. From the sweet spot of the universe, I'm here with Peaches, the Buddha princess. She meditated along with us as well. A shout out to you, sweet mastermind group, and to all you who are out there showing up every day and keeping this flow real and special. I'm grateful to you, and I wish you a beautiful Ganapati-filled day. Namaste.